You're in the grand theme of things. The Logbook.com soundtrack mixtape podcast is back with more selections, all centered around a single theme. A setting, similar plots, maybe something else. Something connects all the music you'll be hearing today. I'm Earl Green. Sit back and relax and enjoy a little bit of free association with music from movies, TV, and games. It's all in the grand theme of things. Grand Theme of Things is back, and it's rated PG, as in Peter Gabriel. As in Peter Gabriel from Genesis. Believe it or not, Peter Gabriel has done several movie scores, as well as soundtracks for other media and other events. We'll be exploring those in this installment because it's a very unique sound, and it's a lot of material that some of Pete's more casual fans might have missed because they're not necessarily looking for him in the soundtrack aisle. In 1984, Alan Parker could pretty much call his own shots. He had just directed Pink Floyd's The Wall. He could pretty much do whatever movie he wanted after that. His next project was a movie called Birdie, about an introverted, post-traumatic, stressed-out Vietnam vet. The movie starred Matthew Modine and, in one of his earliest starring roles on the big screen, Nicolas Cage. Peter Gabriel was fairly busy at this time because he was also recording some of the earliest material from his next album, So, which was 2 years off. Birdie represents the bridge between the earlier, more challenging and abstract works in Peter Gabriel's solo history and his much more commercial work that came along with the album So, which included such songs as Sledgehammer and Big Time. A lot of the music on Birdie is actually inspired by and or borrows from Gabriel's earlier solo works because he was so busy at this time. So if you think you detect a hint of Not One of Us or The Rhythm of the Heat here, you're not entirely off track. Here's Peter Gabriel's music from Birdie. Music from the movie Birdie by Peter Gabriel. Birdie was released in 1984. Peter Gabriel's next major soundtrack contribution was to an extremely controversial Martin Scorsese film. The Last Temptation of Christ was one of those movies that got protests going in numerous places because it dared to depict the notion that at some point Jesus may have been tempted by the same things that tempt mortal men. Now, the movie does not say that he gave in to these temptations. It just says the thought occurred, and apparently that was enough to get the blood boiling. The movie had actually been slated to start production in 1983 with Sting as Pontius Pilate. But Paramount, which originally had the project in its stable, got cold feet because there were already people complaining that Martin Scorsese was going to do a movie about Jesus Christ. So it was several more years before production started. By that point, the entire cast had been shaken up. Scorsese had traded up to David Bowie as Pontius Pilate. The score won a Grammy in 1990 and a Golden Globe for the Best Original Score in 1988. There wasn't an album of it out until 1989, which explains the 1990 win of the Grammy. The album was not called The Last Temptation of Christ. You leave it to Peter Gabriel to be slightly obscure. You have to keep in mind this is the same guy whose first three solo albums were simply titled Peter Gabriel. Any other titles you have, arguably, actually his fourth one as well. It's commonly known as Security. It's also well known now that that was a record label invention because the label was getting a little bit tetchy that it had three albums in circulation under identical names with different content. You know, perhaps there was some confusion that was costing sales. With that kind of track record in mind, Gabriel named the album Passion, Music for the Last Temptation of Christ. Music from The Last Temptation of Christ from the album Passion, Music for The Last Temptation of Christ, released in 1989 by Peter Gabriel. The movie is still banned to this day in Singapore and the Philippines. There was also a companion album of indigenous music and music by local artists near where the movie was shot and set that Gabriel either sampled for his music or drew inspiration from. It was called Passion Sources. It's much harder to find than Gabriel's album itself. In the year 2000, the London Millennium Dome opened with a spectacular theatrical show, not entirely unlike the spectacle of Cirque du Soleil. The Millennium Dome Show, which really didn't have a title, it was just the Millennium Dome Show, ran from January 1st through December 31st of 2000, like clockwork. Peter Gabriel composed the music and wrote the words, but he doesn't actually sing very many of them. He sings, I think, maybe 3 songs total on the whole album. The album is called Ovo, named after a character in the story of the Millennium Dome Show, which concerns itself with a joining of the Earth people and the Sky people. It's all very metaphorical. There were guest performances on the album by Richie Havens, Nana Cherry, and several of the core musicians of what we would later come to know as the Afro-Celt sound system, who were also working in the Real World studios that Gabriel ran at the time and wound up on the Real World label. Here's music from Ovo. I've got to point out to you before we get into this, this is a really neat piece of music. There's a great vocal piece first off. When you get to the instrumental piece, listen very carefully. I really try not to be my 12th grade English teacher and interpret stuff for you, but it's a really interesting piece of music because it, in a vastly less conservative Britain at the time, multiculturalism was being celebrated. That was part of what the Millennium Dome Show was about. And so if you listen in about the last minute and a half, last 2 minutes, the instrumental piece, the musical styles crash in rapid succession through several different slightly stereotypical ethical styles before coming to this incredibly thrilling conclusion that is one of the best pieces of music I have ever heard, soundtrack or otherwise. Just thought I'd point this out to you. I really like this soundtrack. Here's Peter Gabriel's music from Ovo, featuring vocals by Richie Havens.
Reach out right through. stand up when all else falls down. We'll last through the winter, we'll last through the storms, we'll last through the north winds that bring down the ice and snow. Till the green fields growing again, growing again.
Did you see it move? There's something there. It's in this very cloth that I weave. In the most peculiar ways that we behave. It's the time of the turning and the old world's falling. Nothing can do can stop the next emerging. Time at the turning, and we better learn to say our goodbyes.
Mm-hmm.
Peter Gabriel's music from Ovo, a guest vocal performance by Richie Havens. It really was an all-star project. It wasn't too much longer before Peter Gabriel wound up working on another soundtrack, in this case the 2002 Philip Noyce film The Rabbit Proof Fence. The film was pretty controversial in Australia, where it was filmed and released. Some critics of a particular political bent, who often argued that the white settlers did absolutely nothing wrong, just didn't want this story perpetuated. Other critics thought it was high time the story got out. The film is based on one of a trilogy of novels chronicling the true story. The books were written by one of the girls who were depicted, slightly fictionalized, in the story. This was another soundtrack for which Peter Gabriel won a Golden Globe nomination. Well, I need to word that a bit more carefully. It was nominated for a Golden Globe for Best Score in 2003. It did not win. So it won a nomination, did not win the award. And of course, Peter Gabriel, being Peter Gabriel, he couldn't simply just let the album be named after the movie. The album is called A Long Walk Home, music from The Rabbit Proof Fence. We'll be right back. Peter Gabriel's music from the Rabbit Proof Fence from the album A Long Walk Home. It's interesting to note that we began this podcast with music from Birdie, which borrowed heavily from music that Gabriel had already done. It's interesting to note that he borrowed from the music he composed for the Rabbit Proof Fence for a couple of pieces on his next album, Up. His next album at the time was Up. And so, if you had already heard The Long Walk Home by that point, some of that material was awfully familiar. So he kind of came full circle. He was borrowing from his mainstream albums for his earliest soundtracks. His later mainstream albums borrowed from his soundtrack work. Gabriel has, of course, continued to contribute the odd song here and there to other soundtracks, and will probably continue to do so. No idea what his next project will be, but it's a very unique sound, and I enjoy hearing him whenever he pops up at the movies. That's all for now. In the grand theme of things, we'll be back next week with more movie, TV, and game music connected by a common theme. Just a reminder, all of the music you've heard is copyrighted by the respective composers, labels, and studios. Visit www.thelogbook.com/music/podcast for a listing of what you heard in this installment and links to purchase your own copies. Due to restrictions on file size and storage, what you've heard today was presented at a fairly low audio quality. By purchasing the commercially available CDs or downloads, you can hear it even better. I strongly encourage you to support the labels that are taking the time and expense to remaster and reissue classic soundtrack music. They're making music available to which longtime movie and TV music fans have never dreamed of having access, and I hope you'll join me in supporting them. In the Grand Theme of Things is written, produced, and hosted by Earl Green.
Did you think that your feet had been bound by what gravity brings to the ground? Did you feel you were tricked by the future you picked? Well, come on down. All these rules don't apply when you're high in the sky. So come on down. Come on down. We're coming down to the ground. There's no better place to go. We got snow upon the mountains, we got rivers down below. We're coming down to the ground, we hear the birds sing in the trees, and the land will be looked after, we send the seeds out in the trees. Did you think you'd escaped from routine by changing the script and the scene? Despite all you made of it, you're always afraid of a change. You got a lot on your chest. Well, you can come as my guest, so come on down. Coming down to the ground, there's no better place to go. We got snow upon the mountains, we got rivers down the road. We're coming down to the ground, we hear the birds sing in the trees, and the land will be looked after, we send the seeds out in the breeze. Like the fish in the ocean, we felt at home in the sea. We learned to live off the good land. We learned to climb up a tree. Then we got up on two legs, but we wanted to fly. And when we messed up our homeland, set sail for the sky. We're coming down to the ground. There's no better place to go. We got snow upon the mountains, we got rivers down below. We're coming down to the ground, we hear the birds sing in the trees,
and the land will be looked after to send the seeds out in the dunes. We're coming down. The birds singing in the trees and the land.